3:16, a verse that many of us have known maybe most of our lives since we were little kids. Every church out there was teaching the kids John 3:16, a verse that has been taking people to heaven for many years and will continue to do it. A lesson that almost seems very basic to us, because many of us have known the truth for so long, and yet there are people in our class that haven't been saved long and that need to understand this, and maybe even unsaved folks here today need to understand that Jesus Christ loves you and died for you, that you can have a way to heaven. I'd like to assign six verses for reading. Psalm 89:47, Kelly. James 4:14. Somebody raise your hand. Terry. John 14:2. Kathy. Hebrews 2:9. That's great. Louise. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Dan. Names are hard. Even when you've been to the house many times. Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 3. We'll start reading in verse 1. John chapter 3. We'll start reading in verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And here's our memory verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not a Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we take these moments and we look into your word, again, we just pray that your Spirit would speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry about that. Oh, that's right. Brother Moore is traveling. Brother and Sister Moore are traveling, and Jen is traveling. I realized that when I reached for that cup of water. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Again, to many of us, a verse we've known for a long time. Probably most of us here today are saved. Two groups of people we're going to talk to today that God's word is presented here to. First of all, it's presented here to those that are lost, to those that need a Savior. That's what this is about, giving Jesus Christ, giving salvation. Secondly, I think it's written to you and I as Christians. We need to take this verse and we need to take it to the world. We need to take it to the guys we work with. They might laugh at us and they might do other things, but you've seen them. They'll come to us in private and ask us a question because they know that God's word has the answers that they need, even though they're living the lives they're living. Somehow they know where to come. So we need to take John 3:16 to the lost. You and I need to do that. Our time on earth is short. We're here just for a short time. We don't have a lot of time to be saved. We don't have a lot of time to win others. We need to take advantage of that time. In Psalm 89:47, the Bible says, our time is very short, James 4:14. Amen. Just a little time, our lives are. Just a little time. Only what's done. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. We only have a little time. Our life is a vapor in your lesson. No matter how long we live, life is still short. After death, we go into eternity. The Lord has made a way for us to be with Him forever. We see in our lesson, we see that heaven is a real place. Heaven is a real place. John 14:2. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ has gone to prepare a place for us. We have a place in heaven. We have a place in a place in heaven. Secondly, hell is real. Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 16. We'll start reading verse 23. Luke 16:23. Familiar passage to many folks. Some folks refer to this as a parable, but I would note to you that it does not introduce itself as a parable. Okay, many times you see a parable, and he spake a parable unto this end, is how they'll start it out. Did you bring water? You're a blessing. Thank you. Parables will start out and introduce themselves as such many times. We don't see that introduction here. We see the Lord giving this story. Luke 16:23. Follow along as I read. No, let's start let's read from verse 19. Verse 19, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. We see here two characters, two people, One is called out by name, Lazarus. We see Lazarus here on earth, poor, begging. We see the rich man, Lazarus, desiring the crumbs. Just something, just the stuff you don't want to eat, I'll take. I'll take anything. And then we see that the rich man died and was buried. We see that the beggar died, Lazarus died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. That's a lot better than just getting buried. Man, that's exciting. But the rich man died, and the next verse says, and in hell. The rich man went to hell. Did he go to hell because he was rich? No, certainly not. Because it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done. It's by nothing we can do. He went to hell. Why? Because he did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He had not been saved. The rich man died, was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. He could see. He was a real man. Hell is a real place. This isn't some fictitious thing. This is a real place. These aren't spirits floating around. This is a real body of a real man in a real place called hell. He can see. He lifted, verse 23, lifted up his eyes, being in torment. He could feel the torment. He could understand. He saw Abraham and Lazarus in his bosom, and he understood, and he cried to them, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus. So this man had understanding. He had feeling. He could feel the heat. He needed water. This was a real man in a real place. Heaven is a real place. Hell is a real place. We preach many times a negative message because that's what people listen to. The policeman puts up signs and he says, don't speed. Because if you do, I got a trap up here and you're gonna pay and you're gonna go to school and a bunch of other things. Fear. That sign's about, it's instruction, but it's also fear. If you don't follow this rule, there's gonna be punishment. There's gonna be punishment. Fear is a motivator that works. Moms and dads, isn't it? My kids are older now and my wife will, she'll still say, listen, I don't remember what her favorite saying is, but she's got one. It'll probably come to me later, but she's letting them know, you better shape up or there's gonna be trouble. Hell is a real place that real people go to. If you're here today and you're not saved, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then don't leave this building today. After our 11 o'clock service, Pastor will have an invitation, and he'll ask you to come up front if you'd like to, or go to the back, and there'll be men there or women, if you're a lady, that will take God's word and show you how you can know the love of Jesus in your life and how you can be saved, have your sins forgiven, and be going to a real place called heaven. Luke chapter 16, what a story. Tells us of the truths of heaven and hell. That indeed it's a real place, that indeed real people go there. In our reading, eternity where? Eternity with God in glory, in the glories of heaven? Or eternity under the judgment of God in hell? Certainly we're not going to get the choice of, well, let's see, since I'm not going to go to heaven, I don't want any God. Well, you still got God. He's still going to be there, only he's going to be administering the punishment. Punishment for not being saved. Jesus Christ did so much for you and I to be saved. For mankind to be saved. For mankind to just snub his nose at a holy, loving God. That's what he deserves. That's a hard thing to say. That's a hard thing to think. That somebody deserves hell. That's hard. And then we think of doctors that abort millions of babies. Well, themselves literally thousands. And we think, how could God not have a hell? How could he not have a hell? And that's just one example of wicked people that are wicked every day in their lives. How could God not have a hell? God is holy. He wants us to be holy. He demands holiness. Eternity where? With God in the joys of heaven or under the judgment of God. In your lesson, every human being has an appointment with death. After death, will you be in heaven or in hell? No question in life deserves as much attention as this one. It is the one issue that must be settled. After our last breath here on earth, we are going to live somewhere forever. Somewhere forever. Anybody have that DVD or CD? DVD. Somewhere Forever. Have you guys seen those? Have they been around the church here at all? No? Somebody gave me some, and it's just testimonies of people that have been saved. And maybe you want to get it to a lost loved one that maybe you don't feel you can talk to. I've got those. We can get as many as you'd like. And they can just take it and they can put it in their DVD player. And other people that have been saved will preach the gospel to them and give their testimonies. Somewhere Forever, the DVD is called. Somewhere Forever. So if you might find that to be something you could use, might be a blessing for you, please let me know. Or obviously in today's day and age, just type in Somewhere Forever and it'll come right up on the screen on your computer. Probably have it to you in a day or two. Praise the Lord, that's easy, isn't it? You know, just type it in and everything comes right there and then you just have to pay the bill after that. All people have sinned. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, someone quote that for me. Out loud, go ahead. Amen. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We have all sinned. And we are all dead in our sins. We must have a spiritual birth. John 3:3, the passage we open with, you must be born again. There must be a spiritual birth. If you and I have been saved, our friends need a spiritual birth. Our loved ones, our moms, our sisters, our brothers, they need a spiritual birth because heaven is real. Hell is real. In your lesson, no matter what our background is or what has happened in our lives, all of us have the same problem. The problem is that we are all sinners. We are born with a sin nature. Our sin brings a high price. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But the wages of sin, the payment for sin, is death. This means death and hell. It means separation from God forever. Not to be under the joys of God, but under the punishment. In one sense, every human being is, there should not be a space between your two words, still born. That's a typographical error. He intended that to be one word. In one sense, every human being is still born spiritually. We're born dead. We are born dead. We are born against God. We're born dead. Christ offers himself to all to be their Savior. We're all sinners in need of a Savior. Christ died for all, not just for a few, but for all. Every person in the world needs to hear the good news of the gospel. Turn with me in your Bible. Come on in, ma'am. Don't let me hold you up. Turn with me in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 4. 1 Corinthians 15. And we'll read verses 1 through 4. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered of you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the gospel. That's what we have to take to them. That Christ died, that he was buried, and that he rose again. He rose again victorious over death, over grave, over hell. You and I can be victorious over them too, if we will but trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. Hebrews 2:9. Amen. Jesus Christ took our death. He took our death. We just have to trust him. We just have to believe and turn from our sins, turn away from our sins, and turn to Jesus Christ. Hebrews 2:9 says that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. Christ bled and died for the sin debt of the whole world. This is good news, but only if one hears it before he dies. This is the one vital thing in life. The most wonderful story anyone has ever heard is the story of Calvary and what Christ came down to do on the cross. John 3:16 says, God gave his only begotten son. Christ was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, and in his earthly ministry, he went about doing nothing but good. At the appointed time, he was bound by soldiers, led through a mockery trial. He was beaten and spit upon and bore the cross to Calvary. On the cross, he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We know why God forsook him, don't we? My sin, your sin, is why God turned his back on his son. Because God is holy. Because God is holy. He bore our sin. Christ was buried and rose from the grave. Because of his resurrection, we have hope. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. All people come into God's family the same way. Everyone comes to God the same way. Turn with me to Romans, our last verse here. Romans chapter 3 and verse 26. Romans 3:26. Romans 3:26 through 28. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law or works? Nay, by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Salvation comes through Christ. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Not our good deeds, not things that we've done in the name of Christ. It's only through the blood of Christ. Salvation comes to you and I through the blood of Christ. Came to you and I through the blood of Christ. Salvation will come to you if you're not saved. Come to you through the blood of Christ. You need to be saved. You need to be saved today. You need to be saved before you leave this building. After this class, if you'd want someone to run through God's word with you and show you the gospel plan of salvation, we'd love to do that. We've just presented it here. But after class, if you'd like to talk with one of us, myself, Kelly, Kelly, raise your hand. Kelly, Dan, raise your hand. Get with one of us. Don't leave here today lost. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Time is short. Time is short. Don't wait. Let's pray. Father in heaven, You loved us. You loved us before we were born. You loved us in eternity past. You are the Lamb slain for the foundation of the world to take care of the sin of mankind. Many will still reject you. Lord, might that not be anyone in this room. Might we open our hearts to you. Pray for Pastor. Bring him over here safely from the chapel. The other folks that are serving over there. Lord, again, we pray that your Holy Spirit would take your word and reach the mark in each life today. In Jesus' name, amen.